Let's Lock do
Talk
it.
Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh 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 oh, oh, oh yeah. Oh, no. Duck in America Saturday. Last Saturday of the year, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. Just for you, Marvin Rohn and the crook. Come be alive. Saturday, African American brothers, sisters, you, me, Dr. Bruce, Brother George, and much, much more. Come on and join us for better love. It's family time. Call somebody. African American heart at its best. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment for the African American community. Oh, yeah, it's better love. And there is better love. Brothers and sisters, no better love, no greater love than for self and kindness, African-American empowerment, and we welcome you. It's the 31st day of December, and we are in the midst of Kwanzaa, right at the tail end, but we're also at the end of a year. And as we chronicle the end of the year, we have to look at those things that are important to us as African-Americans. See, here's the deal with this show. It's strictly African-American, nothing else. African-American, I said it again. So let's be specific, right? So some of y'all don't like it, but I'm going to tell you the truth, right? When we talk about having an agenda just for us, some of us start shaking our boots a little bit and say, why we got to just focus on African-Americans? Because we need it. Because we're probably the craziest, upside down, backwards, goofy but intelligent, creative, and absolutely brilliant people in the world. We need to get our stuff together. But see, here's the deal. We've been influenced. Once we could get on the right track, or shall I say get back on the right track, you'll see the greatest and the best parts of us. But the system and those folks who influence us hold us back, right? Because if we ever got to just being independent from the influences, well, we have a great time flourishing in this world, right, let alone this country, because we need an agenda right now to cover some bases for us that we just don't quite know how to function in as a collective, right? So this is group collective work here, collective consciousness, that collective work that speaks to having a political agenda. So I'm going to spell out the peace concept for you, right? I want you to take it and begin to integrate it into your lives and tell your children, your grandchildren, family members, friends, neighbors, all of that about what it is that we're doing here, right? It's African-American agenda that speaks to political advancement, right, in this country and around the world. You got to understand the importance of politics wherever you are. You have to have a political agenda wherever you are. You have to understand the politics of law, labor, all of it. You got to know the legal system, right? We got to master it like the back and front of our hands. We got to know it. We got to know like 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, D. We have to know the system like that, right? Not necessarily be a functioning part of it, but know how to navigate it so that the best parts of it benefits us. We have to have an economic agenda, a political and economic agenda paired together, right, that we understand American politics and capitalism and how it works at its best. You got to pay attention to this message, folks. We have to have agendas that benefit our people, right? I'll tell you why. Who is the group that was mistreated the most in this country? Yep, check that box. Who is the group that was enslaved by this country, by the government, by the system, right, by white supremacy, by capitalism? Check the box. Us. Who has been mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, and culturally abused in this country? Check the box. That's us. Who needs to be reparated and paid back for the free labor that our ancestors provided that we are now the descendants of, who had nothing in return but a bunch of abuse and trying to get in and fit into a system that has not benefited us at all, other than to try to integrate into it, and that means it takes us away from ourselves and have us to be more like the mainstream group. Here's the A. Very important. Now it's individualized. It comes down to you and what you eat, what you do, what you think. You have to have an athletic agenda, which is health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition, mental health, physical health, emotional health, social health, cultural health. Those things matter. But let's focus on your mental health and your physical health. You have to have an agenda that speaks to your mental and physical health, your mental, physical, and emotional health. You have to manage and maintain that. It's very important that you do that. You're going to have to take care of your body. We're going to have to care of our temples. We're going to have to do that. And if you have health issues, you're going to have to get correction for direction. You're going to have to get on top of that thing. And we're going to have to challenge each other, right? Health and fitness and wellness goals. You got to take care of your mental health wherever you are. Your mental and emotional health is very important as we move forward in our agenda. And next, it's culture. Relevant cultural programs like this one and many others that really help to develop us, right? To give us boundaries, to give us morals again, right? And ethics. Those are very important. The character that you have, the man or woman of your word, will you be him or her, that you can honor your parents, that you can respect your children can respect you. That's what we need in our communities. We need to get back to community again, and that's that collective, one single-minded community that really works for each other and with each other like many other cultures. And lastly, a comprehensive education that really looks at how we can cover all the bases so that we can go from the tail to the head and then have that balance mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, culturally, and spiritually. That is the pillars and the tenets of the NAAE. And now, be right back.
Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
Oh, Brother Stan is so right. He's not with us, but he's with us in spirit. He left a message. Don't try to get in to fit in. Create institutions that define your own reality. You need your own business. You need your own schools. You need your own communities, right? You need your own factories. You need your own manufacturing. You need your own shoes. You need your own underwear. You need your own toothbrush. You need your own toothpaste. You need your own socks. It just goes on and on and on. We got to start making our own draws. I said it, draws. Okay, underwear. Sorry. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to clothe ourselves and feed ourselves and stop buying from them and create and manufacture and buy from ourselves. That's food. That's what it is. Now, without delay, Brother George, the Willie Lynch Kwanzaa segment. Brother George, go ahead, brother. Bring it. Oh, yeah. Hey, mama.
Bring it.
Bring it to them. Brother George.
Yes, sir.
Rocking over there, Brother George. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother. We in the Kwanzaa season, and we're going to have a great show today. And I would like to, ask humbly the listening audience, this is going to be a great show today, and Dr. Bridges is going to be talking about a lot of information in relationship to Kwanzaa and this January 1st holiday and what it means, you know, to African Americans in many different ways. So please call a friend, call at least one friend so that they can enjoy this, this segment. Now today, because, Dr. Bridges is going to be talking a great deal about the Nguza Saba and the Kwanzaa holiday. I'm going to basically give just a little background of what is Kwanzaa. Around a large table covered with red, green, and gold cloth, a group of men, women, and children are gathered in joyful anticipation. The women wear brightly colored skirts and blouses, their hair braided in intricate styles, or covered by yards of wrapped fabric. The men and children are dressed in the loose style and boldly patterned garments of a distinct continent, Africa. On the table are ears of dried corn, fresh fruits, vegetables, and a wooden cup, all resting on a large straw mat. Arranged in a pyramid-shaped candle holder are seven candles. Sometimes that candle holder is not necessarily the pyramid shape. As the ceremony begins, candles are lit and strange words are spoken, with the children helping to carry out each activity. This scene occurs in many households in the United States and around the world during the last week in December, as families observe the African-American holiday of Kwanzaa. Developed by cultural activist Marlana Karenga and others during the Black Consciousness Movement of the 60s, Kwanzaa serves as an affirmation of positive ethnic values and identity during a traditionally European gift-oriented holiday, which is Christmas. Taken from a Swahili word meaning first fruit, Kwanzaa is based on the African celebration of the harvest, when the village collectively gives thanks and celebrates the reward of its labor. The American adaptation of the traditional emphasis for familiar and communal efforts and cooperation and reinforces positive values for African American community as a whole. In their creation of a new Black holiday, Karenga and his committee sought to improve the image of African Americans by presetting strong African role models, strengthen the African American family through activities in which all family members participate, and unite the African American community in the shared observance of a cultural tradition that is uniquely ours. Kwanzaa is structured around the Nguza Saba, or the Seven Principles, which are still the foundation of many Afrocentric schools and community re-education programs aimed at back at Black self-awareness and empowerment. Kwanzaa's last seven days, one for each of the principles, and applies practical interpretations to traditional elements of African culture, reinforcing the moral concepts of the holiday. The observance of Kwanzaa occurs from December 26th to January 1st and involves preparing a table with the Mkeka, Kanara, and Misuma, Saba, the Mihinda, Kumbi, and the Mizeo, and the Zawadi. Each day, a candle is lit representing a different principle. The principle is explained, and examples given, often in story form by the children. An African folktale may be read, or a story may be told about an outstanding African or African-American figure. The seventh day of Kwanzaa is an occasion for families to gather together in a communal celebration. African songs are sung. There is drumming and dancing, and zagwadi are exchanged as the community completes its Thanksgiving and prepares to move joyfully into even more bountiful new year. And so I stumbled over some of those Kiswahili words, and I apologize for that. But Brother Marvin, if you don't have any questions for me, then it's back to you.
Thank you, Brother George. Well done. And I say this, man, we don't stumble over nothing. All you got to do is say it. It'll come all right. Say it. Say it, brother. Say it. It's ours.
Thank you.
We'll try to figure it out. Right? Those are our words. So you just let it come on out. That's what I'm telling people now. You don't have to try to figure stuff out. Just whatever comes out is right. How about that one? Uh-huh. Appreciate you, brother. Here's a question for today. Why is Kwanzaa so important for our people?
It's important because it gives great principles and it gives us something to unite around as a people, because each principle is a group function. It's not like an individual function. When you read each principle, they mean something collectively. And so Kwanzaa is a great tool to use, especially throughout the year, not just during the Kwanzaa official celebration. We should officially follow Kwanzaa all year around, brother. And that's my response.
Brother George. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Principles. It's about family, it's about community, it's about culture. And I think we should do practice at Kwanzaa year-round. Why not? Why not have some cooperative economics going on? Because we need it. Every principle in Kwanzaa, we need it. We're going to review it today. And if you notice, if you've been paying attention to the show, every Saturday, right, 52 weeks of the year, we're doing something on Kwanzaa. So Kwanzaa is year-round for us now. Right. More than that, we have to make it a positive practice in our lives that look at ethics and values and morals. Brothers and sisters, we must unite. You are the first fruit. You are the harvest. Your mighty greatness must come up and out of you. Slavery. Now we have to, physical slavery. Now we have to remove ourselves from mental slavery. How do we do that? Culture. Culture is the answer. Culture reinvents our minds, right? We need to be retrained and reprogrammed. I said it, retrained and reprogrammed of a more African mind. That's what Dr. Bruce is talking about, recapturing the African mind. So as we unite, let's continue to focus on our greatness. Let's continue to be the best people that we can be, because if we use our tools, our skills, our gifts, and our abilities, we can't go wrong. Black awareness and black empowerment, direction we should go in. And now, without further delay, bringing in Brother Dr. Bruce to give us the benefits of Kwanzaa, what we need to know about Kwanzaa, and what we need to know about January the 1st. How about that? Tell a friend. Call somebody. Tell them African-American empowerment is on. The show is on. Dr. Bruce is there. The Slido number for today, if you got a comment, 335-771. Slido. Slido.com. Go on your computer or your phone. Click on slido.com if you want to comment why Dr. Bruce is going on. Maybe you forgot to write your note down, right? And just get in here, right? Because the show can't go on without you. We need you, right, to participate. If you want to call in, 845-277-9250 is the call-in number. 845-277-9250 is the number to call. It's African American Empowerment. It's about us, you and me, family and community. And now, without further delay, Dr. Bruce Bridges. Bring it, brother. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Bring it.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see you. Dr. Bruce.
Habari Ghani.
Habari Ghani. What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Kuhumba. That's exactly right, Brother Marvin, to you and Brother George.
Kuhumba,
that's exactly what Habari Ghani means. What's the news? What's going on? And since we're discussing Kwanzaa, it's very important that we know that every day, and you, as you said, which is a very good idea, does not have to be in December, but it can be any day of the year. If we greet each other, rather than saying hello and how you doing and those kinds of things, what's up, we can say Habari Ghani. And that means what's the news and what's going on in Kiswahili. And the answer to that can be any of the principles of Kwanzaa that occur on that particular day that you're saying it on. But today the answer is, if somebody says Habari Gani, is of course the principle for the day, which is Kuumba, which is a principle that means creativity. And that is the principle for today. And going back over some of the things that Brother George said, what I'd like to do is go over the seven principles because, and to mention too that Kwanzaa actually came out of the reawakening of African American people during the 1960s with Brother Dr. Malana Karanga, who presently is a professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University at Long Beach. And Kwanzaa came out of the Black Power movement when black people were trying to define themselves and trying to have their own holidays and were beginning to shun many of the Western or traditional European holidays celebrations such as Christmas. We were learning, we were growing, and we were understanding that we too have a culture, we too have a heritage out of which we emerged and we can celebrate ourselves in the same way that Christmas celebrates white supremacy and white domination over black people in the way it's given to us. I don't have time to go into it now, but that's not the way it started, but as the way it was given to us, it's white supremacy and white domination by white people over black people. So Dr. Karanga, along with some other people in the US organization, like Brother Hakeem Jamal and some other people who were in that Black Power movement of the 60s, the time when there was a Stokely Carmichael, at a time when there was a H. Rapp Brown, at a time when there was a sister named Elaine Brown who took over the Black Panther Party when Huey was incarcerated. There was an Erica Huggins, another female in the Black Panther Party, and a sister, Kathleen Cleaver, and a Bobby Seale, and a Huey Newton, and an Angela Davis. These are the kinds of people we had out in the forefront in leadership during those late and mid-1960s in the Black Power movement, and they were trying as hard as they possibly could, Brother Marvin, and to the listeners, to begin to stand up for our equal rights and to define ourselves. And so Kwanzaa actually came out of that kind of movement. And Kwanzaa is defined by what is called the Nguzo Saba. And I'm going to take my time because some people are taking notes, but of course let me say this to you too, that anything that you don't pick up that I don't define or don't mention or whatever, it's easy to find as much information as you want on the computer about Kwanzaa.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Because we won't get a chance to discuss all this, and sometimes I'm trying to move on. But the Nguzo Saba is actually the seven principles of Kwanzaa that spell N-G-U-Z-O, N-G-U-Z-O. But I know some people are taking notes, and then you can go on later to read on your own. But the holiday is defined by the Nguzo, N-G-U-Z-O, Saba, S-A-B-A, which is seven in Kiswahili. And each day of the festival is dedicated to a specific principle. And today's principle, as I said earlier, is Kuumba. Kuumba, which means creativity. And tomorrow's principle is Imani, I-M-A-N-I, Imani, I-M-A-N-I, and Kuumba, K-U-U. M-B-A, Kuumba. And yesterday's principle was Nia, N-I-A, which means purpose. The fifth day of Kwanzaa is Nia, which means purpose. And the sixth day of Kwanzaa, which is today, is Kuumba. And Kuumba means creativity. And tomorrow's principle, the last day of Kwanzaa, is Nia, which means purpose. So I want to go through those things, but even though Kwanzaa isn't widely celebrated as it used to be, the seven principles still hold as you talked about, Brother Marvin, earlier, to be used any time that you want to apply these principles, we should apply these principles because they are needed. Principle number one is umoja, and that's spelled U-M-O-J-A, umoja. And umoja in Swahili, which is an East African term, because, as I said earlier, Dr. Karanga and other black people, young students and leaders of the movement, were going back to Africa, to African soil, to pull some of our culture and our traditions, which we had been denied in this racist white society that we live in, and they were trying to get us to recapture some of those traditions and to make them applicable to New York, Chicago, North Carolina, South Carolina, all of the United States. So they drew on African principles. And as Brother George said, they drew on the African season of first fruits, when fruits are harvested. So Kwanzaa and its first principle is umoja, and that means unity. And in unity, we have to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. That's what unity means, to strive for unity in the family, community, nation, and in our race. The second principle of Kwanzaa is a principle called Kujichagulia. Now, I know I understand that's a mouthful, but I'm going to take my time and spell it. But when you see how it's spelled, it really sounded just like it's spelled. K-U-J-I-C-H-A-G-U-L-I-A. Kujichagulia. Kujichagulia. And Kujichagulia is Swahili, a term that means self-determination. And this principle refers to defining, naming, creating, and speaking for ourselves. Define ourselves. Speak for ourselves. And name ourselves. Because, and then to add on to that, that means also, rather than being defined, named, and spoken for by others, we should do it ourselves. Kujichagulia. The next principle that's very important in Kwanzaa is the principle of Ujima. Ujima. U-J-I-M-A. Ujima. Ujima. And Ujima is a principle of Kwanzaa, which is the third principle of Kwanzaa. Ujima, as translated, means collective work and responsibility, meaning to uplift our own communities, to build and maintain our communities together, and to make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems, and to solve them together. So that's what that particular principle means, Ujima, or Ujiba, Ujima, as it's pronounced, Ujima. And that's uplifting our own communities and to build and maintain our communities together. Our next principle of Kwanzaa is one called Ujamaa. Very similar to the previous one of called Ujima, but the next one here is called Ujamaa. And that's spelled U-J-A-M-A-A. Again, U-J-A-M-A-A, Ujamaa. And Ujamaa means uplifting our communities economically, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together, to profit from our own businesses together. You see, so Ujamaa is also a very, very, very important principle, and that's one, Brother Marvin, that you always you refer to that Ujamaa, very important. All right, our next principle, which was the principle on yesterday, is the principle of Nia. N-I-A. And some of you all probably know some sisters named Nia, because some people have taken some of these names and named their children after some of the principle of Kwanzaa, which is nothing wrong with, but I just thought about there's a sister who has a very important African-American bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia, and her name is Sister Nia. Just made me think about that. But Nia is a Kiswahili term, which means purpose. And Dr. Karanga says that it's a principle that means to make our collective vocation and the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Nia means purpose. And our purpose should be to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our communities in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. That's the principle of Nia. Now, today's principle is the principle of Kaumba, the principle of Kaumba. And Kaumba is the principle of Kwanzaa, and that's spelled Swahili again, that's spelled K-U-U-M-B-A, Kaumba, K-U-U-M-B-A. And that's the Swahili term that means creativity. And that principle is defined as to do always as much as we can in any way that we can in order to have our communities more beautiful and beneficial than when we inherited them, to make our communities more beautiful and more beneficial than when we inherited our communities. In other words, to build up our own communities and leave them better off when we leave this earth than they were when we were here. And that's the principle of Kaumba, which is the principle of today. So if you see a friend today, or if you answer your phone today when we are off this program, you listen to the person who calls you, you can say, Habari Gani, rather than hello. We know hell is low. It's a low state of condition. So we can say, Habari Gani. And then they can go on and say whatever they want to say. But what they should say is Kaumba, if it's on this, the sixth day, of Kwanzaa, Kaumba, the principle for today. Now, the final principle of Kwanzaa is a principle that means faith, F-A-I-T-H. And that particular principle of faith is called Imani, I-M-A-N-I, Imani. And there are some African-American children I know who have that name, Imani, I-M-A-N-I, which means faith. And that particular principle means to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. I want to repeat that one. Faith means to believe with all our heart and in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. And that is the principle on tomorrow, which is New Year's Day. Now that gives you a good idea of Kwanzaa. And of course, Kwanzaa has 7 days, 7 principles. There are 7 symbols of Kwanzaa, and all these you can look up, such as the mkeka or the mat or the unity cup and the kanara, which is the candle holder, which you can, all this you can go ahead and look up on your own. And the 7 candles that are used in Kwanzaa, with the black candle being the middle candle, and then on each side of the black candle, there are red candles on one side and green candles on the other. And these candles, the red stands for the blood that's been lost by black people on the shore and all over the world. Under the flag of America, that's the blood that we shed on the plantations, in the field, from the trees, as we hung, as Sister Billie Holiday said, as we were strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees of the South, that strange fruit, that blood that was shed when we were hung on trees, that blood that was shed when black women's stomachs were cut and the baby dropped down to the ground and the slave master taking his boot and crushing the skull of the black baby. That's what that red blood stands for, so that we can never forget that. And the green stands for fertility and rebirth and new life that's going to come out of all this. And of course, the black candle in the middle stands for black people. All right, red, black, and green, very beautiful colors. Now, what I'd like to do here at this point is to, since we went through Kwanzaa and we talked about Kwanzaa, today also in African American history is what is called emancipation. It was in 1862 of January is of December 31st, 1862. December 31st, 1862, when the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. Black people wanted so much to be free in 1862 on December 31st, which is this particular date, which we didn't know at the time that this is a date that's significant because it's the principle of Kaumba is the principle, you see. But we didn't know that at the time, creativity. So black people, many go to church tonight. They're going to go to church from the hours of 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock and pray in the new year. Pray over and over. This is a tradition that came for black people who were wanting freedom and justice so much in this country in 1862, knowing that Lincoln had declared the slaves to be free, and he was going to sign that Emancipation Proclamation on January the 1st. So we prayed on December the 31st in 1862. And when January 1st came in, after the stroke of midnight, there were cheers and loud exaltations of glee. There were shouts, there was singing, all to be free, glad to be free, hoping that that January 1st, 1863 would come in, which meant a new life for black people. Now, I want to tie this in also with something else very interesting, because this particular time of the year, some of our noted scholars were born. For example, I want to go back a minute, even though it's pre-Kwanzaa, but it is in this month of December, and I want to mention him. December 22nd, the great noted writer, Chancellor Williams, was born about a week ago. On December 22nd, Chancellor Williams was born in 1893. Now, Chancellor Williams, and as I said before, I'm giving you all this information as to what's going on this time of the year so that you can go further and look it up on your own. But Chancellor Williams was on the faculty at Howard University and was the author of a well-known book called The Destruction of Black Civilizations. Chancellor Williams was from Bennettsville, South Carolina, but he was born in this month of December. But this is what Kwanzaa is about. Highlighting our achievements, highlighting our benefits that we've given to our people and our community. So we highlight this particular season of the year, even though it's not during those 7 days of Kwanzaa, but December 22nd was the birth date of the great writer and freedom fighter, activist scholar named Dr. Chancellor Williams. Also, on this particular day, December 31st, this also, there again, connecting all of this to Kwanzaa and trying to educate our people and to show you the significance of our struggle, as I said, Kwanzaa emerged out of. This particular date, December 31st, in 1918, Dr. Yusuf Ben Yochanan was born. Dr. Ben was born on December 31st, 1918, on the day of Kaumba, or the day of creativity in Kwanzaa. So when we understand our history and our culture, then we can put all of this in context, and it makes it a clearer meaning for us to grow into. And to those who may not be familiar with Dr. Yusuf Ben Yochanan, Dr. Ben was from Ethiopia. Dr. Ben also grew up part-time in the Virgin Islands. Dr. Ben was the author of several books. I think they say about 49 books. And just to mention a few, Dr. Ben authored a book called Black Man of the Nile and His Family, Black Man of the Nile and His Family. He authored another book called Africa, Mother of Civilization, another book called Africa, Origin of the Major Western Religions, and many, many, many more. I'm just giving you a few, but you can look Dr. Ben up on your computer, and I'm going to spell it because most people would have a hard time spelling that. Dr. Yosef, Y-O-S-E-F, Dr. Yosef, middle name Ben. He has two more other names too, Antonio Alfredo, but we won't worry about those. But Dr. Ben, and last name spelled Y-O-C-H-A-N-N-A-N. Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan, Y-O-C-H-A-N-N-A-N. And Dr. Ben fought for a long time, hard fight, to get African people and their contributions recognized. And his major focus was in the area of Egyptology. But on December 31st, this date of Kiumba, Dr. Ben Yochanan was born in the year of 1918. Now, on tomorrow, which is considered to be the date that black people were praying in the churches, this is the date that another great African-American historian was born, and I would be failing at my duty if I would not mention him. But tomorrow, which is the principle of Kwanzaa that we call Imani, the last principle of Kwanzaa, so tomorrow when you greet your friends and they say, or you say, Habari Gani, the answer is Imani, faith. To have faith in our leaders, faith in our teachers, our scholars, our preachers, our people who are doing things for us, have faith in them. On tomorrow, January 1st, tomorrow, is the birth date of Dr. John Henrik Clark. Dr. John Henrik Clark. And those who are not familiar with John Henrik Clark, Dr. Clark was the author of several books and several articles. And Dr. Clark was born January 1st, 1915. And Dr. Clark was from Union Springs, Alabama, moved to Columbus, Georgia, and his parents wanted him to grow up and be a sharecropping farmer, but he had other thoughts in his mind. And so in about the year 1933, Dr. Clark got on a freight train and went to New York City to get away from the lash of the slave master's whip down in Columbus, Georgia. And Dr. Clark was a professor at Hunter College, also City College in New York. And Dr. Clark authored the book, The African World Revolution. He did a little essay called The Boy Who Painted Jesus Black and several other things. But he's on the internet also, Dr. John Henry Clark. And these were our activist scholars, and these are some of the reasons that we even have Kwanzaa today. And as a matter of fact, Malcolm X used to study under Dr. Clark, and it was kind of funny because Malcolm would call Dr. Clark. He'd say, I came to see you today, and all this was in Harlem, New York. I came to see you today to get some history lessons from you, my pork-eating brother. He called Dr. Clark his pork-eating brother, you see. But they were good friends, and in the video called The Great and Mighty Walk on the life of Dr. John Henry Clark, they talk about Malcolm in that. So I wanted to tie all these things into Kwanzaa and make you all understand that this particular time of the year is very, very, very important. And so most of us, and I've been knowing people who have been doing it for a long time, talked to a friend of mine earlier, and she told me her son was going to church tonight. And I said, well, does he know what the purpose of people going to church on December 31st and waiting for January 1st, patiently waiting for it to come? Do you know where it came from? But most people don't know that. This is why our history is important. This is why programs like yours, Brother Marvin, is important. It's the time of the year that black people prayed. They prayed for that January 1st, 1863 to come in because they knew that Lincoln was going to issue that proclamation that all Africans who were enslaved in this country were free. Now, as I begin to end this, I want to tie this into something else, which relates here at this Christmas time of the year. Now, there's a man by the name of Thomas Nast, N-A-S-T, Thomas Nast. Thomas Nast was a caricaturist or a cartoonist, as you might call him, and Thomas Nast was known to draw and create political-type cartoons. As a matter of fact, he was responsible for the elephant being the symbol of the Republican Party, and he's responsible for the donkey being the symbol for the Democratic Party. He's also responsible, some people say, though it's questioned by some, the caricature that we see of Uncle Sam with the stovepipe hat with the stars and stripes on it. Thomas Nast was given credit for that. But more importantly, Thomas Nast, in 1865, about 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed by Lincoln, around the end of January, he drew an image, and this image is very important. He drew an image of the Union soldiers winning the war against the Confederate soldiers, and in so doing, on this image, he had Santa Claus giving gifts to the Union soldiers for the good that they had done, because Thomas Nast was a German immigrant, and he also was an abolitionist. So his cartoon of the Union soldiers giving, by Santa Claus giving gifts to the Union soldiers, was reflecting that. He also showed in that particular cartoon a picture of a jack-in-the-box. You know those jack-in-the-boxes that we used to have that jump up out of the box? And that particular jack-in-the-box was an image of Jefferson Davis. And that Jefferson Davis, for those who might not know, Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederacy during the time of 1861 to about 1865. And he was a staunch slaveholder and a staunch believer in slavery in this country. And out of that jack-in-the-box popped that image of Jefferson Davis, and around that neck of that image of Jefferson Davis was a noose. So Thomas Nast was saying that slavery and Jefferson Davis had died, he had been killed, and that the Union soldiers deserved gifts by Santa Claus for what they had done. So to show you how these political cartoons, and I don't have time to go into all this today, but to show you how all of this has to do with white people and their propaganda, and how sometimes it's positive and sometimes it's negative. Now, we also noticed that Thomas Nast did a very good image, and some of you all might want to take a look at it on the internet, but the image was called Emancipation Day, and it has a picture of black slaves who had been freed. And it, like I said, I don't have time to go into it now, but take a look at it. It's very interesting. It has black people who are now free. They don't have on tattered clothes, and the women don't have scarves around their heads. They have the scarves around their neck. It has black people with a brand-new stove cooking food and a banjo hanging on the wall making merriment, those, you know, in symbolic of merriment and those kinds of things. Thomas Nast. Now, Thomas Nast is very interesting, too. Like I said, I don't have time to go into his history, but when you look into his history, you will understand why he created the kinds of cartoons and the caricatures that he did. But all of this relates to the black man and the black woman and our history in America and how it's all tied up into these cartoons and images of people and symbols and all kinds of things. And we even noticed that, anyway, advertisement used this to push this idea of the white Santa Claus. And, of course, when you see Coca-Cola and you've seen pictures of Coca-Cola and the white Santa Claus, you notice the color of the Coca-Cola can is the same color as Santa Claus and his outfit. And there was a reason for that. That was pushed for a certain reason. But all that is tied up into this. So when we celebrate these holidays that are not our own, which reminds me of my good friend who is now gone to the ancestors, Dr. Yusef Ben Yochanan, African People and European Holidays. He was the author of that book. We have to understand there's much, much more to it than what we have been taught. It's much deeper than saying Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. When we say a Happy New Year, we as African people were happy thinking that we were going to come off those plantations. We know it's more to it, and that didn't actually happen, but we had hope in that happening. Thank you very much, Brother Marvin. I'll give it back to you, and I could go on, but we want to hear from some people and hope you got something out of what I had to say.
Thank you, Dr. Bruce. Educational and informative, and that's what the NAEA is all about. It's about education, right? Well-rounded, comprehensive education. You can't learn any more than you learn today, I'm sure, if we educate ourselves. Now, how do we apply it, right? So much self-determination. You have to now be determined for yourself to apply some of the principles that we could get to change. Nobody can do that but us, right? This is an African-American family show.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point that you make, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to say that this is a part of our Recapturing the African Mind series, and everything Absolutely. That we just talked about can be used to recapture our African minds. If we begin to celebrate our own traditions, our own culture, to uphold our own leaders, our progressive teachers, our progressive preachers, you notice I didn't say all of them now, our progressive teachers, our progressive preachers, if we begin to uphold them and to teach this and pass it on, before you know it, we'll get our minds back. But we cannot recapture our minds if we don't know who we are. So this is what this program is about. Okay?
Got that right. How do we, again, like in the intro, how do we begin to create for ourselves, right? Creativity. We have brilliant minds. We do. We don't have to depend on others to help create our reality. We have to dictate that now, right? Again, are you creating your own underwear? Are you creating your own socks and shoes and clothes, right? Are you making toothbrushes and toothpaste for yourselves, right? When we start creating those independent lanes where we are producing for ourselves, then we won't have to lean on people. And in the production, we create jobs, right? That's cooperative economics, right? It's still in the line of Kwanzaa. And again, welcome everyone that's listening. We're going to go to the lines. But again, Slido is active today, 3365771. That's 3365771. All you have to do is go out to Slido, slido.com. Put it in, put the number in, 3365771. And then type in, click, 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 whatever question or thought you have. Right, you could do that anonymously. Go ahead, Marvin. And we had the lines. Got a good number, fair number on here today, right? But if you call your friends and tell your family members, look, we're going to have a meeting over here on the radio, you know, back in the day, real quick. We used to sit around, right? You got to go back a generation or two and just listen to the radio, right? But let's go back even further. In our oral traditions, we used to sit around and listen to the leader tell stories and values and morals, but we sit around and listen. Now we do way more talking and way more entertaining than we do listening and learning. Children sitting there to learn this kind of stuff that can empower them culturally, educationally, right? Dr. Bruce, you ready to go to the lines?
Waiting on you, Brother Marvin.
All right. Brother George, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, we got the fellas on deck. Let's go to 8022. You're first on the call-in line, 8022. That's 919-8022. I'm calling the area code and then the last four. 8022, are you there? Okay. We'll do it like this. Watch this, Dr. Bruce. Brother George.
Give that one another second. Yeah, because I think they're there. I believe that 8022 is there. I believe they're there.
Okay, here we go. This is how we bring them in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Bring it. What?
Yeah, let's try it again. 8022. Are you live? You're listening. You're on live. You got a question, comment, statement, thought. Habari Ghani, what's going on? What's the word? I'm going down to 9282. I'm going straight down the line today. 9282. Are you there? You have a question, comment, statement. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother. Peace to all. That's in the sound of my voice.
Brother.
How you feeling today, sir?
Doing well, doing well. Happy to be alive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to say, you know, because we speak a language that is not our own and we use words that we truly don't really know the meanings of, that the folk in this society use the words to play games with us. And, for example, the congressman from New York just elected congressman in New York who lied on his resume. And we understand a lie to be not telling the truth. You know what the truth is and you use something different and you lying. Well, he got caught and got jammed up. I'm sure you heard about it. And he said all he did was embellish. Okay? That's one of the white folks' words. He embellished.
That's another word for lie, right?
What? Yes, sir. But he said,
"I
embellished." That's it. That's all I did. I embellished, and then he said, "You know, he lied about the school he graduated from when he did not attend. He lied about the job that he had. All that's embellishment. He never had that job." And he said he was a Jew, but then he explained that by saying, "I'm not a Jew. I said I was Jewish." So they play games with the words that they use that are our words that they have taught us. So we have to understand what they really saying. And I say all that to say, I've come to the conclusion that when we say we want to recapture our African minds, what we're really saying is we want to recapture our, and here's another word, we want to recapture our godly minds. Our righteous minds. We want to recapture our godly minds. And I'm not saying they are mutually exclusive, you know, because the African mind is the godly mind. Could mean the godly mind. That's what we're trying to recapture, our godly mind, that greatness that's in us. And I want to end with this. We as a people also don't want to give credit to some of our great people of the past, and I being one of them. When I say we, I'm one of them, because for years I did not give credit to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yeah, I ran from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad like most black folk in this country did and do, okay? Because when we look at Kwanzaa, and I was listening to Dr. Bruce and Brother George explain all the terms and so forth, it's really all of it is just a reiteration of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
I can take
the first day of Kwanzaa.
I can take that.
Unity. Second day of Kwanzaa, self-determination. Third day of Kwanzaa, love of self. Fourth day of Kwanzaa, do for self and kind. Fifth day, purpose, again, unity. Sixth day, creativity, using your mind, thinking, okay? The seventh day, faith. Well, and Dr. Bruce followed that up with the word I want to use, faith, believe. And believe, know yourself. Know your people. Know who you are. Know your history. Know your kind. Know that's what it's all about. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and like I said, I got to say it, was teaching that to us, was trying to teach that to us as a people back in the 30s, in the 1930s. But in my humble opinion, why we rejected him is because he called a white man the devil. And he said God was not
a man.
Well, I think
also there's been a lot of propaganda, right, against
of course.
Principles of the nation, of course, and we got to get past all of those.
Brother,
thank you, though. I appreciate
you, sir,
for the
Thank
knowledge.
You for the time.
Keep
Thank
coming.
You, peace.
Appreciate you. And
yes,
again,
sir.
Right, if you haven't gotten a copy of Peace, which was Wisdom, this brother put it together. So if you need a copy, you can text me or call me, 804-484-0736, and get you a copy of the Peace Wisdom magazine. Brother Booker, the editor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And we appreciate
you. Peace.
A good plug. The brother did a great job. All right, let's go over to 4756. You got your hand raised real high. 4756, welcome to the show. You got Dr. Bruce, Brother George, Marvin Rome, and much, much more. Welcome to the show. You're live.
Habari Ghani, this is Brother Warren here. I just want to say happy Kwanzaa to everyone, and happy New Year.
Kwanzaa,
and what
Warren.
I like, I like to envision for the new year, and I hope I'm not fantasizing, is that our people slow down, take a step back, take a deep breath from a lot of this social media propaganda that's shot at them 24/7, and return to the basics of Dr. John Henry Clark. And, you know, Ivan Van Sertima and Reed. And then there are newer, younger scholars. I'm just going to say scholars, not social media personalities, but they're actually young scholars in universities who have expanded on these people's research and so on and so forth, and look at them. And to recapture our African mind, we shouldn't look for a Native American existence. We shouldn't look for Hebrews and all of that, if, in order to recapture our African mind. And I think that we have to really remove ourselves from a lot of the foolishness that's pumped into us. There's an attack on Pan-Africanism. There's an attack on Kwanzaa coming from a lot of these young people on social media who are influencing the younger generation who know nothing about going to black bookstores and buying books and reading a book from cover to cover and passing books around the way we did. We can't get around this studying and reading. And the final thing I'll say is on reparations. I think the discussion on reparations has also been poisoned and skewed, again, by a lot of this younger generation. To sum reparations up in some form of some check, cut some check, and put it in a bank. That sounds, excuse my French, that sounds ghetto. Like we waiting for a check and then that's going to solve all of our problems and white supremacy going to go away. If white supremacy is not eliminated, we're going to keep going back for more reparations constantly. So we need to take a deep breath and analyze what the word reparations means, what's the etymology of the word. It means repair. So if you just get a check, how did that repair you of all the damages that you've been inflicted on you over the time, and you get a check, and then you go spend the money with the same white supremacists and then have nothing and then be back in the same shape begging for reparations. So anyway, Happy New Year and Happy Kwanzaa to everybody. I continue to listen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Warren. Hey, before you go, now you got your hand up. How did you do that? Warren?
You press number one. That must be a new feature that they're using now on Blog Talk.
All right. There you go. So if you want to raise your hand, press number one. How about that?
Yeah.
Because I can see Brother Warren's hand up on the screen.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to educate our listeners. So if you want to raise your hand, press number one. I guess that'll do it. All right. Somebody did it just now. All right. Hey, I like that. Thank you, Brother Warren. Hey, you learn something new every day. Appreciate you, brother. And again, before we go over to our 9116, because you got your hand up, I like that. We're going over to Slido, Dr. Bruce. Slido, real quick. Slido was pretty good over here. What are some ways you suggest that we can utilize Kwanzaa, Dr. Bruce or Brother George? What are some ways that you suggest we can utilize Kwanzaa? That was all on Slido.
I kind of think, Brother Marvin, you answered that question yourself, and that is take those principles that we discussed today and incorporate them into our everyday lives, 365 and one-fourth days of the year. That's how we can incorporate Kwanzaa. And when you see those principles, it becomes very clear. Umoja, number one, is unity. Kujichagulia, which is self-determination. You see, so those kinds of things. And then Ujima, you know, which is the third principle of Kwanzaa, and Ujamaa, cooperative work and responsibility. And then it goes on down through Nia, Kumba, and all those things, Imani, faith in our teachers, faith in our leaders, and those kinds of things. If we just take one of those principles every day, or it doesn't even have to really be in any order, and use them and say, I'm going to apply this principle in my life, and then that's what you'll be doing. You'll be using what it is that we're talking about today.
I like that. Apply and incorporate. Apply and incorporate the principles. I love it. All right, 9116, you're next. You're live. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, how y'all doing this good old evening?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm doing great. No complaints at all. Kwanzaa, the importance of Kwanzaa to stay on topic. I feel like it's vital, you know, along the same lines of what Marcus Garvey did with the flag, you know, for Pan-Africanism. It's for some for us to have our own, like us as black African-Americans, me, whatever you want to call us over here in America. We don't have anything to call our own.
True.
Yeah, a lot. You know, so Kwanzaa is definitely an important piece for us to claim some of our own and hopefully build on it. We're the only misplaced people who don't have a nation, flag, all these different things that make us a unit. And I want to touch on what the gentleman who spoke before me. I want to encourage not just him, but us all, to not be so critical of the youth, right? Not be so angry at the youth, right? Figure out a way that we can utilize whatever they're doing, because it can be utilized, and realize everything changes. Don't expect what's next to be like what was past. It'll never be.
Okay.
That's one thing that keeps us divided. The perspective of why are they not doing it like I did? Figure out how to utilize them to teach them and input what you did with hopes we can all be better. You know, so that's my thing for today. Thank you.
True. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Educate our young people. It's the only way. They better learn something. If they ain't learning from you, who they learning from? I said they. If they ain't learning from you, who they learning from? Warren said, he ain't want to be ghetto. I don't mind when it come out. That's just how it is, y'all. That's just how it is. Sometimes you got to be culturally relevant, right? That's what our people. All right, here we go. Let's go to 0673. 0673, you're live. You're up next again. If you want to raise your hand, all you got to do is press 1. 0673, you there?
Yeah, Hotep. Brother Kevlon, how you doing?
Hotep.
And Bruce Bridges.
Good show, brother.
Like I said, the news is I found out that what he spoke about in church, the first and the last, is Dr. John Henry Clark. And Dr. Ben was reiterating what Dr. Bruce said. John Henry Clark is January 1st. And December 31st is Dr. Ben. Every year, that's my holiday. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that before they changed the holiday, it was African Holy Days. And they co-opted it and changed it to holidays. Any holiday that we establish, not only Kwanzaa, but those in the future, if it doesn't attack capitalism, it can be co-opted. Because my first Kwanzaa, right, we made gifts. And making gifts changed to purchasing gifts. And so if you don't recognize capitalism, then you don't know how to stamp it. So if they take the Carrera and they put it in the Times Square, brought to you by McDonald's, it's capitalism. So we had to learn, because we have holidays coming up. I always, Malcolm's birthday is a holiday for me. John Henry Clark's birthday, Earth Day, is a holiday for me. Barbara Sizemore's Earth Day is a holiday for me. But any of these days that we establish in the future, if it doesn't stamp capitalism, it can and will be co-opted. So we got to be mindful of that. And that's what I want to make as a contribution today. And I enjoy the program.
True. Thank you, brother. Vocabulary. Thank you so much. And again, they're doing that with Juneteenth. Check it out. Right? Trying to sell you everything they can. Got to understand what's going on, folks. Okay, let's go back to Slido for a minute, Dr. Bruce. How can we get Kwanzaa in schools? Dr. Bruce, how can we get Kwanzaa into these schools?
I think it's up to the parents who have children in school. I think that they are the most likely people to do it, because by having children in school, that means you have some influence on what your child is being taught. Now, oftentimes, in order to do that, it might not just take you alone, but it might take some other people to organize with you who have children in school and who see things the way that you do, to get together and go see the teacher and the principal, and you'd be surprised at what difference that would make if it were done that way. Because you all can remember clearly, as I remember, when we were in school.
Brother George, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. I think Dr.
Bridges
muted himself out.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I may have. I wasn't quite finished. I was about to say that we have to understand that when we were in school, whenever our parents came to the school, it made a difference, brothers and sisters. You all know that. When your mama came to the school to talk to the teacher or the principal, it made a difference. So it behooves parents to become into contact or to be knowledgeable of their culture and their heritage and what's important so they can have some input. If you have no knowledge, then you can't have any input. You don't know what to input. So knowledge is very, very, very important. So that's the way I'd comment on that. And also the other brother, Kevin, I think you called him, called in, and he made a good comment about co-opting Kwanzaa and Kwanzaa being made into another chance for Europeans to make money. That's not what it's supposed to be. He's right about that. You're supposed to use your own creativity. If you're an artist, draw a member, draw a person you're giving a gift to, draw a picture for them. If you can sew, make something for them. If you're a craftsman, whatever you can do with your own hands, out of your own mind. And if you're going to do something that you don't create yourself, make sure something comes from a black business that you give to them, and something has a black theme that you give to them. So these are some of the kinds of things that we have to do, because it's very, very easy for those things to be co-opted. And also, we notice too, and I meant to mention it earlier, but when we talk about New Year's, we talk about January the 1st and December 31st, 1862, and January 1st, 1863. Those time periods we call New Year, but it's almost like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say many, many years ago. The difference in December 31st and January 1st is very slight. It's very small. Can you look out your window on December 31st and then look out on January 1st and tell the difference? When we say new, we're talking about to reinvigorate, to regrow something that you have never seen. But there's no difference in December 31st and January the 1st. But European people, again, which I don't have time to go into, which is another lecture, altered the calendar, because the original calendar had the springtime of the year as the new year. The sun is shining, the flowers are blooming, the plants are coming forth, the bees are humming, the butterflies are flying around. It's new life,
right,
and life on earth, you see. So it's not really a new year. They called it new, and we just accepted it, and we go around saying Happy New Year. Maybe we should stop saying Happy New Year and start saying Happy Emancipation Day or something like that, as opposed to Happy New Year,
right,
you see. So these are the kinds of things that we have to begin to think about, and this is what Kwanzaa is about, to begin to define ourselves and to come up with our own examples and our own allegories and our own stories and things that relate to us, and stop using what we see on television and hear on the radio and saying the kinds of things that we hear all the time. We have to think about these things, because the propaganda machine of white America is at work and trying to control what goes on and it goes into our minds so that it can go eventually into their bank accounts. I don't want to lecture on that, Brother Mark, but I did want to mention that. What's new about January 1st?
We're going to have to get you for that lecture. All right. Again, you're listening live to Empowerment Saturday, African American Empowerment Saturday with Dr. Bruce. We're talking about Kwanzaa and the need to know the history of January the 1st and why it's important for African Americans, right? 845-277-9250 if you want to chime in over the line where we can hear your voice, or you can go to Slido, slido.com, and put in 3365771, and you can have your comments. So we're going to go over to Slido for a minute. And the next question is, I've never really heard of Kwanzaa. Why isn't it more prevalent and relevant, and relevant in the American or the African-American community? I'll read it again. I have never really heard of Kwanzaa. Why isn't it more prevalent and relevant in the African-American community?
It's because we as people have to push it, and I'm glad that caller of Slido Press, however they got that question to us, came up with that, because I was thinking about it the other day. Oftentimes I listen to National Public Radio, and National Public Radio is considered to be very, very liberal. But this time of the year, all you hear is Christmas. You may hear a little bit about Hanukkah, of course, the Jewish holiday, but never anything, never anything at all about Kwanzaa. And this is why. Because we as African people have to begin to push it and market it and to do it among ourselves. If we don't, and whoever the person is said they hadn't heard about it, they're also listening in the wrong places. That's number one.
All right.
You're not going to hear it on even on television this year. So I guess some stations have talked about it. I don't know. But I haven't heard it too much, you see. Now, that being said, I can remember not too long ago, just a personal incident here. I was on a program in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, and it was done by somebody's. Okay, and the sister had me on her program, a television show, talking about Kwanzaa several years ago, maybe over 10 years ago. And I saw her within the last 3 years, and I said,
Kwanzaa isn't that dirty.
It is now. I said, I wish they muted him. Okay.
No,
maybe we should ask them to mute their phone or something. I could.
Oh, okay.
Brother Marvin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear somebody else.
Yeah, somebody on the nose. I don't know if you. Yeah, okay.
I don't know how.
All right, maybe they go.
Hear.
Anyway. All right. It's difficult for me to hold my train of thought. But I was about to say that when I was on that program, I saw the host of that program within the last 3 or 4 years. I said 2 years, 3 or 4 years, but I had been on her program about 10 years ago. And I asked her when she's going to have me again. She said to me, she shook her head east and west, not north and south now, east and west. So you know what that means. She shook her head east and west. And she said to me, she said, I got so much flack from my producers at this television station that I can never have you on again. And she said that, and this station was a PBS station too. It wasn't your regular ABC, NBC, or CBS, but one of those so-called liberal stations. But because I tore into European holidays and gave the history of it and the significance of it when it comes to black people and the white supremacist ideas, she said she could never have me on that program. So they don't want anything pushed. To answer that Slido question, the person asked the question, they don't want anything pushed that's going to be counter to the traditional Eurocentric way of looking at things. Dr. Ben fought against it. Dr. Clark fought against it. And also Dr. Chancellor Williams fought against it. I fight against it. Everybody who preaches the kinds of things that we're preaching and teaching the kinds of things we're teaching that's counter to Eurocentric thinking, you're going to have problems. And you're not going to hear about it. They're not going to let you hear about Kwanzaa.
All right. I don't know how that noise is getting in here, because everybody else is muted. So we're just going to try to move on. If you're there, can you mute your line, please, if you're not talking? I don't know. We just got to move forward. Okay, let's go over to us.
Are you on mute?
I can hear you if you can hear me because you talking. Who is that? Anyway, 77-89, we're going on. We got a live show to carry on. If y'all carry on with us, we're good. 77-89, welcome to the show. You're on live, Dr. Bruce, Dr. George, Brother Marvin. If you have a question or comment, 77-89. Harry Code 919. I hear you, dog. How about you? Come on, talk to me.
Waiting on a comment from 7789.
We'll come back. We'll come back. Maybe they're not ready. All right, let's go back over to Slido for a minute and we'll go back to the lines. Slido says, which Kwanzaa principle do you feel is the most important and why? So that'll be a double question, one for you and one for Brother George. Dr. Bruce, which Kwanzaa principle do you feel is the most important?
All are important. All are equally important in my opinion.
Okay. All right. All of them. All right. How about you, Brother George?
If I had umoja would have to be it, unity, because all of them start at that point. So that's if I had to, but I agree with Dr. Bridges that they're all equally as important because without one, you know, once you have one, even if you have unity, if you don't use others, then that unity is not going to serve you well. So,
true. All right. Thank you, brother. Yes, sir.
Would it help if I think that may be 80-22. I don't know if you can do anything about that, but that might be coming through from 80-22. Can you cut it off or something?
Yeah, everybody's muted.
And you can't mute 80-22, huh?
Well, they already muted. Everybody's muted except for you and I and Brother George. So hold
That's
on one second, Dr. Bruce.
He didn't start over like heaven. No.
Let's see what we have here. Let's go over to 5416.
Actually, I haven't seen my children get caught up in mess. But she said they grown, Mama. We grown.
Can you holler at her, Brother Marvin?
I don't know what they're doing over there. Well, let's see what they're talking about.
I thought those were way
them on the show,
but I guess not.
All my lines are closed. Well, they definitely here.
Right.
Let's go to 5416. We got about 6 minutes left. 5416. Even though we have some distractions, are you there? Do you have a question, comment for Dr. Bruce, Brother George, myself? 5416.
Brother Marvin, can you hear me?
Hey, hello. Brother John, welcome.
Yes, sir. I'm always so good to be able to hear this program, man.
Yes, it is. God used to give money for your people.
I'm just praising what y'all are saying and what you're expressing. My thought is, if there's a way to expand your program into the education system, the school would be so good, man. Because our people, as you and I know, we've talked about, we perish for lack of knowledge. We need to expand this so that those people who are in the system can teach this, can share this. You know, they're just kids that they really need what you are presenting that I hear every Saturday. These brothers are laying it out there, and that's it. It is not a hope. It is a must that this knowledge get, and I don't mean limited to to those people of color. I'm talking about everybody. It's a must, man. So keep doing what you're doing is all I can say. Because every time I tune in, I'm just as happy as I can be to get the additional knowledge and from somebody that knows, read, These gentlemen are very well learned, and they're not saying anything that cannot be backed up. That's what's important, that we support what y'all are doing. So, again, I'm going to stop talking. You know what happens when you call somebody in a certain profession that don't know how to set up. But thank you, man, for your show. Thank you for the knowledge that you're spreading. And if you need to get back to me on anything, brother, you know I'm going to support you and your show. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you so much. All right. Beautiful. We got 4 minutes. That's a great compliment. Appreciate that. All right. The last slide of question I have is, what is it that we as African-Americans, no, why is it that we as African-Americans do not celebrate January 1st as Emancipation Day? Dr. Bruce, why we don't celebrate
I think what it is, Brother Marvin, is that over time, that particular history that I gave today, where African people in America, both freed men and women and those who were enslaved, would commune together at homes and in churches, that has been lost. And as I said earlier, most people who go to what they call, I think in the churches, watch night on tonight, where they get together and pray in the new year, that part is still here. But the history of why it is that black people were doing it has been lost. And I say that because I talk to people all the time, and most people don't know the information that I gave today. They may go to church tonight, and they may pray in the so-called New Year, but that cultural component has been taken out. That germ, that nutrient, that kernel of wisdom and that kernel of information has been removed. And so therefore people don't know where it came from and don't know how it relates to them. And that's why it's not done that much nowadays. And we as people, this is why when you send out your information, I ask you, and you always do it, to have people to call somebody else, share this information, because believe me, as the brother says who just made the last comment, this information, I've studied it, I've researched it, you can check behind me, and I might make some mistakes, but not on purpose, but you'll find that it's true. Most people don't get the kinds of things that we give here on this program on Saturday evening, Brother Marvin, and I think that's why people just don't know it.
Amen. Amen. Brother George.
Well, brother, I think it's been a great show. Bruce, thank you very much, you know, for all the information that you gave. And I know that you got a wealth more that you could give, you know, but that's my comment, brother. I'm out.
All right. Thank you, Brother George. And now for some housekeeping. Whoever that was that disrupted our program, and I know you're listening, right? Go ahead and do some community service for us since you were on the program, right, for such a long time disrupting and making all that noise and talking. Tell somebody about the show, right? Your job is going to be to tell 10 people, your family members and friends, since you have done a good job of representing us today. Tell 10 people, that's your job, right? About the show, and that way we could be even, right? This is a show for us, our community, our people, because we love each other, right? I ain't going to be mean to you, but I'm asking you, share the show, right? Share it with your friends if you're listening, right? Share the show. Anyway, final comments. We got 50 seconds left. So we talked about Kwanzaa today, right? Most important is unity, right? All of them are important, but we got to come together, as Brother Booker always say, right? We can be positive, we can be productive, we can be creative, right? We are creative, right? Let's balance out a lot of the ignorance that we have and the lack of knowledge with education and empowerment. We can do it. And if you make a resolution to read one book from cover to cover, that's my word for today. It's Empowerment Saturday. African-American Empowerment Saturday, 365 days. We're at 365 right now. But the next time you talk to us, we'll be into 2022. Till that time, be blessed, be peaceful, love yourself,
And most importantly, love your neighbor as yourself. And you can't go wrong. Thank you, Dr. Bruce, Brother George, everybody that called. Peace and blessings. Happy New Year. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.